Jumping into subrogation, that's our first topic that we will discuss today. As I said, two key opinions from the Texas Supreme Court. Subrogation, the way that I like to view it, is if the shoe fits. It's the doctrine of equitable subrogation allows a lender who discharges a lien on the property to step into the shoe of the prior lien holder and assume that position, even though the lender cannot foreclose on its own lien. This is utilized in both an equitable subrogation standpoint. It can also be utilized in a contractual subrogation doctrine. Today, the cases that I will discuss are both in reference to equitable subrogation. The impact, as you'll see on these two cases, is relatively significant from a lender's perspective. So the first case that came out here in 2020 was Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, or Freddie Mac, versus Zepeda. In this case, the borrower had refinanced her debt with a home equity loan, which had paid the balance of a pre-existing purchase money loan. That's what's going to give rise to our subrogation issue that we'll discuss. In this case, before there was a lawsuit, the borrower had sent two letters under the Texas constitutional cure provision, requesting that the lender cure an alleged defect with her home equity loan related to the failure to sign an acknowledgement of fair market value, and requested that the lender do so within 60 days. To the extent any of you have any home equity lending experience and are familiar with the Texas Constitution, there is a requirement that the lender sign an acknowledgement of fair market value upon origination of the loan. The good thing about that requirement is it is easily cured. In fact, the only thing the lender has to do upon notice is simply sign the document, even if it's 10 years or 15 or 20 years down the road. In this case, apparently, the lender did not cure it within the 60 days. And so this gave rise to a lawsuit where the borrower sought a quiet title claim seeking to avoid that home equity lien based on this origination defect and the failure to cure within 60 days. Freddie Mac, I think, realizing that it had lost that opportunity to cure, asserted that it was subrogated to the previous lender's rights. So its position simply was, that's fine if our lien is void. We paid off a prior lien, and we are subrogated to the rights of that prior lien holder. And so it doesn't matter if our lien is void. We can assert those rights and still seek to foreclose under that lien. There's a little bit of a trade-off there, as you can imagine, especially in the home equity lending context, because that's only one component of the loan, would be the refinanced part of it. Typically, you know, obviously with a home equity loan, you'll also have a cash component in most instances that goes along with it. The lender would not be entitled, obviously, to seek have any security for that component. It would only be the purchase, the refinance portion of the loan that it would seek subrogation rights. In this case, it was filed in the Southern District of Texas federal court, and the district court granted the borrower a summary judgment, determining the lien was void and that Freddie Mac could not use subrogation because it was negligent in failing to cure a constitutional defect. Of course, that case was appealed to the Fifth Circuit. And given the absence and lack of clarification in Texas law, particularly in front of the Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit certified to the Texas Supreme Court the following question that was critical to a determination of the appeal. And that question was, is a lender entitled to subrogation where it failed to correct a curable constitutional defect in the loan documents under Section 50 of the Texas Constitution? And it was a pretty straightforward question, and the Texas Supreme Court took that question, and they simply answered yes. The analysis is where we'll find the important part of this component, and we'll also see this analysis is going to be important in the court's second case that I will discuss in PNC Mortgage. The court, in answering the question yes, that a home equity lender could still use subrogation even if they failed to cure the constitutional defects in its lien, the court first started talking about common law subrogation and that it has coexisted with the constitutional scheme that protects homesteads for more than a century. And given this historical aspect of equitable subrogation, the court went on to hold that subrogation could still apply. One of the quotes from the court is that a lender's right to subrogation is fixed when the prior valid lien is discharged, and that this court has previously honored equitable subrogation claims against homestead property when a refinance takes place, even if that refinance is unconstitutional. That would be the exact case that was in front of the court here. The claim was your lien's unconstitutional because it did not comply with Section 58.6. The court utilized that case to find, we've done this in the past, we should continue doing this in the future.